Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that country in
Africa. This reminds me of a couple of months ago when one of the radio companies fired tons of their employees. And I remember looking at social media, and I knew a bunch of them. I worked with a bunch of them. And I saw them all saying, well, I'm out of a job. I'm out of a job. I'm out of a job. And then one person I worked with happened to get a raise that day and a promotion. And when everybody else I knew got fired and lost their jobs and lost their careers, here's one woman who was posing and saying, hey, I just got a raise. I just got promoted. And she's smiling and she's got the thumbs up. Meanwhile, pretty much most people she worked with lost their jobs. And I said to myself, boy, she probably shouldn't have done that.
So if the New Orleans Saints don't make it to the Super Bowl, should the rest of the country not celebrate if their team goes to the Super Bowl because we didn't?
No, completely different story, Coleman.
The point is, it's a completely different story. There's always winners. There's always losers. The winners get to celebrate. The losers don't, you know? And she's just trying to enjoy life as normal, as normal as possible.
Well, there's a lot of people who said that that she's tone deaf, and that you know, she's just not seeing the big picture. How could you be so happy when so many Americans are just losing so much? A lot of people said it was in poor taste. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. This guy up in New York City, up in Brooklyn, where New York is leading America, New York City and northern New Jersey when it comes to coronavirus cases. And per capita, New Orleans, we're right behind them. But this guy in Brooklyn got arrested for hoarding masks. And then when the FBI showed up, he coughed on the FBI agents while saying, I have coronavirus. I have coronavirus. This 43-year-old guy now, he claimed to be infected with the coronavirus when he was coughing on the FBI agents after they caught him, and he had thousands of masks. Hoarding masks. 43-year-old. How would you pronounce his first name? B-A-R-U-C-H.
Baruch? Baruch?
Well, his last name is Feldheim. Baruch Feldheim is now facing charges of assault and making false statements to the feds outside of his home where he was selling. Not only did he store and hoard a massive amount of N95 respirator masks, but then he was selling them. And so they also added on, they tacked on price gouging as well, because he was selling them for a lot more. He sold about 1,000 of those masks for $12,000. And then when he sold those, someone called the cops on him, and when the feds showed up, that's when they found the thousands of masks that he had that he was hoarding, and that's when he coughed on them and said, I have coronavirus, I have coronavirus. So, boy.
I'm going to ask a question. We're running out of time, but that brings up an idea.
All right, well, look, coming up next on the show, the two dead bodies are still in the rubble on Canal Street. The Hard Rock Hotel, the collapsed hotel. And yesterday they said it's going to take even longer now to, it's 5.5 months they've been there. That's coming up. It's unbelievable. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And yesterday, our governor, Taco Bell Edwards, said that he is planning to extend the closure of schools and the prohibition on large gatherings until the end of April. And tomorrow's April 1st. I don't think there's going to be too many April Fool's gags tomorrow. So it looks like another at least 4 weeks of this here in the state of Louisiana, here in New Orleans. And I'm hoping that at some point this week, maybe in a couple of days, we're going to see that the curb is being flattened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopefully. Now, look, I'm the eternal optimist. But we're a little over 2 weeks into this now here in New Orleans, where everything has been shut down as we know it. And I just saw what the governor of Virginia did yesterday. He said they're shutting down Virginia until mid-June. Mid-June. How possibly could the economy survive that? I just, wow. And here in New Orleans, our mayor, LaTaxta Cantrell, she was in the news for a couple of different reasons yesterday. First, the Hard Rock, that's the hotel that collapsed 5.5 months ago, and there's been two dead bodies in the rubble of that hotel on Canal Street for 5.5 months now. It's going on 6 months. And yesterday we learned that the developer of that project, that catastrophe, their name is 1031 Canal Development. They said they want to demolish the partially collapsed building piece by piece. But the city of New Orleans is saying, well, no, we're not in favor of that plan. First, they wanted to implode it. And that would have gotten it done quicker. But they don't have enough insurance money for that. They needed $50 million in insurance money for that. But they only have $22 million. They were only able to get $22 million of insurance. So they plan A, to implode, do the implosion, was pushed aside. Plan B, they said now they want to demolish it. But the city of New Orleans, led by LaTaxta Cantrell, our mayor, they have a problem with that plan. They're not in favor of that plan. If I'm LaTaxta Cantrell, the mayor, I'm in favor of any plan that would get those two dead bodies off of Canal Street as soon as possible. Again, I can't think of another city in the United States of America where you would have a building collapse and you would have two dead bodies inside that building 5.5 months later. Talk about failed leadership. 5.5 months on Canal Street, one of the busiest streets here in the city of New Orleans. And so yesterday, the developer said, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're gonna demolish it now since we don't have the insurance money to implode it. We're going to demolish it. And now the city says, no, we don't like that plan. Huh? And then on the same day, she's saying that, our mayor says that the city of New Orleans has a catastrophic $100 million deficit because of the coronavirus situation. And a big part of that is because they're not getting the taxes that they normally get. Talk about irony. Here's our mayor who hasn't paid federal income taxes in 8 out of the last 9 years. And she's saying, well, we're not getting the taxes that we need to get to. Now we have a catastrophic $100 million deficit. Isn't it ironic? So stay tuned. I mean, more of this coming out of the idiot box. I mean, City Hall here in New Orleans. And if you've ever seen the building, it is like a big box. It's the idiot box. It's what it is. But I can't believe she didn't say, whatever you want to do to get those two dead bodies. I mean, 5.5 months? Name another city in America where there'd be dead bodies on one of their most traveled thoroughfares for 5.5 months. Boy, I got a headache. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Joining us now is Jay Weiss from the Second Harvest Food Bank. These guys always do fantastic work, but now during the coronavirus COVID-19 situation, they're more important than ever. Jay, how is everything at the Second Harvest Food Bank? How's your stock over there?
John, good to talk to you as always, man. It's busy. We're doing okay. We would still define the need as critical right now. We got about 2 weeks worth of stocks right now, which has improved, honestly, the last couple of days. So we definitely need support, but we're hanging in there.
If people wanted to donate, could they donate food? Obviously, they could donate food, but can they donate cash? How can they do that?
John, thank you, man. All of the above. And right now, just to minimize the number of contacts, a cash donation is the most efficient way to support us or any local organization that you trust that is responding right now. A cash donation to us, every dollar donated means another 4 meals we can provide. That's either now or year-round. For folks, though, who do want to donate, you want to donate food, non-perishable food items, cleaning supplies, anything like that. John, we got a location out in the Elmwood Park area near Elmwood, 700 Edwards Avenue. Folks can drop off donations there Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4. But again, a cash donation right now, the most efficient way to help us out right now. John, we're actually having to purchase much, much more food than we've had to in the past due to this emergency.
We're talking with Jay Weiss from the Second Harvest Food Bank. Jay, I know last week Drew Brees said he's donating $5 million to feed the state of Louisiana for as long as this is going on. How does that work? Does the Second Harvest Food Bank get any of that money that Drew Brees is donating?
Drew has been a fantastic partner with us for more than a decade, and Second Harvest does get a pretty good piece of change from that. But that $5 million is going to many organizations, many food banks across Louisiana. We are so thankful for his support, and it's going to go a long way toward feeding children. Drew specifically, he talked to us for a long time about this before he made the donation, you know, picking apart our whole operation, wanting to know details and things like that. He's as usual, he's an incredible tactician. And so we'll get a good piece of change to that, but it'll be extremely critical in feeding children in the weeks and months to come during this whole emergency.
Well, Jay, I think it's fantastic work you do with the Second Harvest Food Bank. And I know our radio station, Bayou 95.7, we've worked with you in the past. We've done stuff with you, and we're proud to do so. So there's two ways you could help out if you're listening right now. You could make a phone call if you want to donate some cash. And is it 504-734-1322?
That's our phone number, but John, also 734-1322. But John, the easiest way for folks to donate is online. at our website, no-hunger.org. I know that's a mouthful, no-hunger.org. Locally here, just Google up Second Harvest Food Bank. You can go to the front page there, make a secure online tax-deductible donation, and we promise every penny, every dollar will go to help those in need. That's no-hunger.org. Also details there about how to donate food and how people can get help as well.
Jay Vice, it's great work that you do, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us this morning on the show.
Thank you, John. Always, we appreciate the support, man.
Good stuff. And think about how many more people, Coleman, are using the Second Harvest Food Bank now because of the coronavirus situation. If they're out of work and money's running short and they don't know when they're going to be working again, more people than usual are going to need to eat and need the Second Harvest Food Bank. So, yeah, the best way, again, just Google them and then it'll bring you right to their website. Bang. And you can help out if you're able to. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I saw all morning. Usually it's the dumbest thing I read. Well, first I read it and then I saw it. Well, it's the dumbest thing I read and saw all morning. Next, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's the time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Take two. And this is where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Astrophysicist gets magnets stuck up his nose while inventing a coronavirus device. This is a fascinating story. Australian doctor Daniel Reardon.
Great young man.
He ended up in a hospital after inserting magnets in his nostrils while building a necklace that warns you when you touch your face. Because you're not supposed to touch your face. And a lot of people are touching their face because they just always touch their face.
Okay.
And with coronavirus, that's how you could... Wouldn't that be something? Everything you went through in your life, everything I went through in my life, and if we die because we touched our face? Well, again, this guy, he's a renowned astrophysicist in Australia. And he's trying to come up with a device, an invention to stop people from touching their faces so they won't get the coronavirus, right?
Sure, he's trying to help, yeah.
But while he was doing that, he ended up getting four magnets stuck up his nose, and he had to go to the hospital to get them out. Dr. Daniel Reardon, he's a research fellow at Melbourne University in Melbourne, Australia. You ever see any female fellows? You know this guy's a he's that's what they call them. They call them fellows. Like, hey fellow, what's up? And we see a lot of male fellows, obviously, but I've seen
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Female fellows as well. You know, if you can be a woman fellow.
Okay, so I'm imagining that he has a necklace on, right? And I'm guessing it's made out of magnetic beads. And he has something around his wrist that are also magnetic. So every time you put your hands on your wrist, that magnet will get to your wrist to prevent you from touching your hands, I'm assuming. So I'm guessing one of the magnets must, like, he was probably testing it out.
Yeah.
Put his hands to his face, and the magnets were attracted to the magnetic, the metal around his wrist, and it went up his nose.
Yeah, well, look, if you know, you're trying to invent something, you're an astrophysicist, you're trying to invent something to stop people from getting coronavirus, and that thing you're inventing is a necklace that will stop you from touching your face. I could see how.
Well, at least he wasn't testing on animals. He's using himself as the guinea pig.
Yeah, yeah. I could see how magnets can get stuck up his nose, even though he is an astrophysicist. He may be the only astrophysicist ever to have to go to the hospital because he got magnets stuck up his nose.
I'm quite sure he's the only one ever in life.
That's one thing I knew I wasn't going to be when I was younger.
No aspirations to be an astrophysicist?
No, I was thinking about, you know, radio or maybe raising tigers. But astrophysicist was never on top of the list.
You missed your calling, John.
No. Well, anyways, the astrophysicist who got magnets stuck up his nose while inventing a coronavirus device to help us from stop touching our face. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
From the smart, I guarantee you, the smartest person to ever be on this segment here on the John Osterlin Morning Show.
The smartest dumb guy, huh?
Yeah. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Genesis there, and, you know, the three of them, sans Peter Gabriel, obviously, without him, but Phil Collins and Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks, the three, those are the Genesis. That was the Genesis main lineup that when they sold the gazillion albums. They said they were going to tour this summer in the United Kingdom. They were going to tour over in England and over there. And who knows if it was going to come to America. But that, like every other concert.
That's the major ones, too.
Has been put on hold. I mean, everything. Did you ever think you would see the day, Coleman, when not only are there no sports you could watch, because sports have been shut down, there are no concerts you can go to because concerts have been shut down, there are no restaurants you can go out and eat in, there are no bars you could go out and drink in. Did you ever think you would ever see the day that this happened in the United States of America?
I'm still trying to process how this happens. I keep going back to January and now we're here and it still boggles the mind.
Keep your head up. We're gonna get through this, and I think it's gonna be sooner than later. I really do. Yeah, call me an optimist, but not only did we never see, we think we'd see anything like this, but it'll be sooner than later. I really believe that. Keep your head up. This is the commercial free ride here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.